You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
It's 19 to 10 here for Scotland, 2-2 on the draw, and Denmark are priced up at 8-5. This one is a real dead rubber, with obviously neither side heading to France in the summer. It looks very difficult to call this a proper friendly with literally nothing on it.
Well, not only that.
Yeah, you go first.
Not only that, I think Scotland, who got an unbelievable result against the Czech Republic, and you'd imagine it would be flying. Well, they're playing a second squad, an entire second squad for this game. I mean, yeah, big, you know, it does really make you wonder who's playing for them then. I think the Proclaimers are the front two. I mean, it's just... I just can't imagine what kind of players are going to be playing for them. The 45 in the world rankings against Denmark's 40th. And I've also thought Denmark, you know, they're a decent side, but they finished behind Albania in qualifying for Euros. They've been losing to teams like Portugal and France in recent months, but only narrowly. And they beat Iceland on Friday, and Iceland are like one of the emerging forces. So, you know, they're a decent side despite not qualifying in a group they should have qualified from. And I just can't imagine Scotland, some of the players that they're going to be playing against the Danes, they're unheard of. I'm going to go for Denmark here at 8-5. I think it's a decent price.
OK, Denmark at 8-5, Lee?
Yeah, no, I disagree with Derek on this one, I think. I think you know, I take his point. You know, it's a largely second-string team. I mean, they're saying that Stephen Fletcher will play because he was in the squad for both sets of games but missed out in the Czech Republic win. So, you know, I guess, you know, Derek's right in that, you know, who's who and, you know, who maybe we haven't got as much knowledge on some of the other players. But I think if Fletcher plays, then I begin to get on board with him again on the score sheet. I'm not impressed by Denmark at all, if I'm being honest. I mean, you look at their away form, and not only have they lost a lot of games, I mean, the draw against Armenia in qualifying was one of the only highlights away from home. Didn't score, or haven't scored, sorry, in four of the last five away games. Scored in the 2-1 defeat to Sweden, which, you know, in the qualifying playoff, that was the 80th minute. I think Fletcher, who's been in decent nick, I mean, he starts to massage a little bit by the Gibraltar game where he got three in that 6-1 win. But he scored in the 2-2 draw against Poland as well. And at 2-1, I'm going to have a little go on Fletcher to be on the score sheet there. 2-1 for him to score in whatever the result is. I'm not sure how committed everyone will be. But I must admit, I'm a little tempted by Scotland being that price. I think they are, you know, I think if both teams aren't at it, which I don't think either team will be asked, as Sam alluded to. I mean, the draw is the best price of the three and the biggest. So it's easy to go for the draw, isn't it? But yeah, I'll go Fletcher 2-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.